Angelus, a time for meditation. The program dedicated to the brotherhood of men of all races, creeds, and religions. Angelus, a regular weekly presentation, comes to you with the compliments of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, with words by Jack Little, songs by the choir under the direction of J. Spencer Cornwall, and music by our organist, Alexander Schreiner.
Johnson, 18th century author, wrote, "It is common to overlook what is near by keeping the eye fixed on something remote. In the same manner, present opportunities are neglected, and attainable good is slighted by minds busied in extensive ranges and intent upon future advantages. Life, however short, is made shorter by waste of time."
Thank you.
We have just heard the opening chorus from the Requiem by Johannes Brahms. Our organist, Alexander Schreiner, brings us next a hymn tune by John B. Dyke, Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee.
Angelus, a time for meditation.
We were turning the pages of a book titled Poems with Power, compiled by James Mudge, when we came across a poem by G.M. Granis, which we like very much. Now we'd like to pass it on to you. It is called Your Mission. If you cannot on the ocean sail among the swiftest fleet, rocking on the highest billows, laughing at the storms you meet, you can stand among the sailors anchored yet within the bay. You can lend a hand to help them as they launch their boat away. If you are too weak to journey up the mountains steep and high, you can stand within the valley while the multitudes go by. You can chant in happy measure as they slowly pass along, though they may forget the singer. They will not forget the song. If you have not gold and silver ever ready to command, if you cannot toward the needy reach an ever open hand, you can visit the afflicted, or the erring you can weep. You can be a true disciple, sitting at the Savior's feet. If you cannot in the harvest garner up the richest sheaves, many a grain both ripe and golden will the careless reapers leave. Go and glean among the briars, growing rank against the wall, for it may be that their shadows hides the heaviest wheat of all. If you cannot in the conflict prove yourself a soldier true, if where fire and smoke are thickest, there's no work for you to do, when the battlefield is silent, you can go with careful tread. You can bear away the wounded, you can cover up the dead. If you cannot be the watchman standing high on Zion's wall, pointing out the path to heaven, offering life and peace to all, with your prayers and with your bounty, you can do what heaven demands. You can be like faithful Aaron, holding up the prophet's hand. Do not then stand idly waiting for some greater work to do. Fortune is a lazy goddess. She will never come to you. Go and toil in any vineyard. Do not fear to do or dare. If you want a field of labor, you can find it anywhere. We continue now as our organist, Alexander Schraner, presents a fantasy by Seth Bingham, written on a hymn tune by Lowell Mason. Watchmen, tell us of the night. From the finale of the First Symphony by Brahms, Mr. Cornwall and the choir turned to a choral arrangement by Gene Obranscom. God is our strength, our light, our life, our joy. Many of us are so busy regretting the mistakes of yesterday and worrying about the future that we are blind to the opportunities and happiness that can be ours today. A.E. Dunning, an American editor who was born in the year 1844, wrote, "Great opportunities come to all, but many do not know they have met them. The only preparation to take advantage of them is simple fidelity to what each day brings." Yes, if you want to succeed in the world, you must make your own opportunities every day. The man who waits for some seventh wave to toss him on dry land will find that the seventh wave is a long time in coming. Yes, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow will never come. But we can do the best we can today.
Angelus, a time for meditation. A program dedicated to the brotherhood of men of all races, creeds, and religions. Jack Little, songs by the choir under the direction of J. Spencer Carnwall, and music by our organist, Alexander Schreiner, comes to you each week through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.